Input of simple P, adducted D, Sergeant Kear. Today's date is 12/29/2023. Dictation is 4. Mr. Theodore Moore. Moore spells M-O-O-R-E. Theodore spells T-H-E-O-D-O-R-E. Date of birth is 06/07/1963. This is a 60-year-old gentleman here with throat pain, period. Patient stated this has been going on for the past 2 days. However, said he's having these symptoms on and off for over 2 weeks, period. He described pain as sharp, rated pain 4/10, increase with swallowing, period. He states that he has some swelling in his neck also, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports cough, says cough is productive of green sputum. He denies bloody sputum, denies travel history, denies weight loss. Next paragraph, patient reports runny nose, described discharge as green, said no, his nose are congested, period. Next paragraph, he denies chest pain. Next line, patient does report increase in abdominal girth, said his abdomen is larger than usual. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is laboratory-oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% of room air. Blood pressure 140/82. Pulse 94, respiration 18, temperature 97.8, period. Next paragraph, throat, erythematous, synedematous, uvula, tonsils and pharynx, uvula is midline and mobile, no exudate present, period. Next paragraph, neck, palpable, palpable lymph nodes slash mass on his right and left anterior cervical triangle. Full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, nose congested, green discharge, erythematous, and edematous turbinates, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac. Regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is significantly distended, no shift in dullness, no fluid wave, no guarding, no rebound, no rigidity, normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with weight bearing. He has no ontologic gait, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times three, cranial nerves through 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is acute pharyngitis, number two acute rhinitis, number three lymphadenopathy, number four cough, number five abdominal distension, number six fatty liver, period. Next paragraph, in the clinic today patient had the following tests. Ultrasound to assess is distended abdomen, ultrasound was revealed fatty liver, and prostate was normal with no hypertrophy or calcification, period. And patient's circulation was unrestricted, no plaque deposit was noted, no thrombosis noted, period. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medications: Zithromax 250 milligrams, 2 PO now, 1 PO daily until gone, for a total of 6. Next medication, singular 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. Next medication, Tessalon 100 milligrams, 1 PO TID for 10 days, number 30. He was encouraged to increase fluids, to avoid sugary beverages, to avoid fatty foods and alcohol, considering his fatty liver period. Next paragraph. The patient received the following in the clinic: injection of Rocephin 1 gram IM and injection of dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM. He was observed for an additional 20 minutes or so, then reevaluated. He reports no side effects from the medication, said he's beginning to feel a little better. Strict return precautions was given. End of dictation.